ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 27th नवंबर 1995। इट इज़ द रिवाइज मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा एट माधुवन ऑफ 6th September 1975। द थ्री कंबाइंड फॉर्म्स। डज ईच वन ऑफ यू नो द थ्री फॉर्म्स ऑफ द कंबाइंड फॉर्म? वन इज द इटर्नली कंबाइंड फॉर्म, द सेकेंड इज द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एजेड कंबाइंड फॉर्म, एंड द थर्ड इज द फ्यूचर कंबाइंड फॉर्म। डू यू नो दीज थ्री कंबाइंड फॉर्म्स? वॉट इज द इटर्नली कंबाइंड फॉर्म ऑफ ह्यूमन सोल्स, वेदर यू कॉल इट द बींग एंड मैटर और द सोल एंड देयर बाय एंड द बॉडी? दिस इटर्नली कंबाइंड फॉर्म इज इटर्नली फिक्स्ड विद इन द ड्रम, वेदर यू कॉल इट द बींग एंड मैटर और द सोल एंड द बॉडी? This eternally combined form is eternally fixed within the drama. What is the future combined form? The four-armed image of Vishnu. What is your confluence aged combined form? The Shiv and Shakti. The Shaktis cannot do anything without Shiva, and the Father Shiva also cannot do anything without the Shaktis. So the confluence age combined form of all of you is of Shiv Shakti. It is not the combined form of just the mothers. Even the Pandavas are the form of Shakti. As a memorial, even the Jagat Gurus of today worship your combined form of Shiv Shakti. So you should constantly have the awareness that you are the combined Shiv Shaktis. Since you are combined, can you forget him? So why do you forget him? It is because you consider yourself to be alone that you forget him. In the memorial of the previous Kalpa, what does Arjun become? And when he forgot the company of the father, that is, the company of his co-caryoteer, weak and cowardly. And when he had the awareness that his companion and co-caryoteer was the father, he became victorious. There is only one easy yukti for constant remembrance, and that is to constantly keep yourself in the combined form and to constantly have this awareness. Then let alone thoughts of weakness, you would not even have any dreams of it. Let there be the combined form whilst awake and whilst asleep. Since the father is making a promise to constantly stay with you and is also fulfilling that promise, you should take the benefit of that promise. Will you ever get such company or such a companion again? Having been in the company of the souls for many births and experiencing sorrow, do you still enjoy the company of souls that you forget the company of father and go into the company of others? Some people make physical comforts their companion and others make other people their companion. That is, they become so engrossed in that company that they become carefree about the promise they have made to the father. Do you know what games do you play at that time? You become very intoxicated at the time of playing those games, but you have now forgotten them. You play an even more interesting game than that of juggling. It is not that only those who respond to Baba would be playing those games, but even those who just observe these games being played can respond to Baba. In this corporeal world of yours, they show a play of monkeys. In order to get a female monkey engaged to the male monkey, they catch hold of her and then the female monkey plays mischief and covers herself with a veil and turns her back on the male monkey. As the male monkey moves forward, she moves away. They show this interesting play for entertainment. In the same way, children also become mischievous at times. The father comes in front of them and become of being carefree. They see but do not see, and they hear but they do not listen. Do not play such games anymore. Keep all your three combined forms in your awareness and you will constantly be able to fulfill the companionship with the companion for all time. By considering yourself to be alone, you become unhappy in life. At that time, you experience the life of super sensuous joy, the life that is complete with all relationship with one and the life complete with all attainments to be dry and without any essence. Even whilst being Trinetri, you are not able to find a path. You don't know what to do or where to go. At that time, you who opens the gates to Jivan Mukti are not able to find any destination. Whilst being Trikaldarshi, you are not able to know your present situation. Since you are the ones who know the final results of all souls of the world, can you not know the consequences of the actions you perform at the present time? You perform this wonder, don't you? Every day, one or another child shows such wonders. What does Bap Dada do at that time? He tries to comfort you and console you, but even then children are very mischievous, and when that time has passed, they try to make it up with Baba. Children are very clever. They try to remind the one who is the embodiment of knowledge. You know very well that don't you? You are the ocean of forgiveness. You are merciful. You are compassionate. You are merciful. You try to make it up with him like this in many ways. What does the father do then? He then maintains the balance of love and law. This is the story of father and the children. All of you become very happy when you hear this story. But you have to use this story to transform yourself. Just as the father is on the service as the obedient servant, in the same way, each cooperative companion who is Baba's child has to become an obedient servant, the same as the father. An obedient servant cannot remain carefree. He remains engaged in service day and night. Just as the father is fulfilling his companionship in the faithful form, so too the children have to become obedient and become those who follow Baba's every order and fulfill their real companionship. You have to become constant companions in this way. Acha. Secondly, can you see the sparkling star of your fortune? Is the star of your fortune constantly sparkling, or does it sometimes sparkle less brightly? That is, does it get hidden behind the clouds of problems? Or like these physical stars that change their positions, you do not constantly change in your state, do you? Or your line of fortune is not constantly changing, sometimes in the stage of ascent, sometimes in the stopping stage, and sometimes in the stage of descent, is it? For at the confluence age, the father who changes the line of fortune is himself playing his part in front of you. So the fortune of the direct children of the father who creates such a fortune has to be elevated and eternal. No other soul can create such a fortune. Do you experience yourself to be so fortunate? What would be the sign of one who has created an elevated fortune? Do you know that? Such a fortunate soul would be following the Father in every thought, every word and every action. His thoughts would be for the service of world benefit, the same as the Father's. Every word would be constructive, filled with humility and greatness. In his awareness, on the other hand, he would have the intoxication of being an unlimited master, and on the other hand, he would be a world server soul. On the one hand, he would have the intoxication of all rights, and on the other hand, he would be like the father, respectful to all, a bestower and a bestower of blessings to every soul. No matter whether the other soul is an enemy or someone who has come as an instrument to enable you to settle the accounts of many past births, even souls who have become instruments to make you fall from such an elevated stage, even souls who come into conflict with you because of your sanskars, even souls who have an attitude of dislike towards you, for all souls, he would be a bestower and a bestower of blessings. Even a soul who comes to kick you should be experienced to be a benevolent soul. Words of insult or defamation should be experienced as praiseworthy to be remembered, and defamation should be experienced as praise. Just as all of you defamed the father at the copper age, but he accepted that defamation as praise, and in return for the defamation you caused, he gave you knowledge, not dislike, as the fruit of bhakti. In fact, he became even more merciful. So too follow the father. Only those who follow the father in this way become the greatly fortunate souls. Just as the father makes the souls who have separated from him belong to him and makes them even more elevated than himself, in the same way, the children who have a great fortune become the same as the father and will be world benefactors and have the good wishes to make others move ahead of themselves. This is referred to as a sign of having the characteristics of a constant yogi. Those who reach such an elevated destination and who transform words and feelings, that is, those who transform the defamation and insult into praise, those who change the feelings of rejection into those of being respected, those who transform insult into self-esteem and who transform harm by others into upliftment for them, who consider the obstacles of Maya to be method of being absorbed in the love of the Father, and who transform obstacles, such souls who are equal to the Father become one of the eight who are constantly victorious, and they become the special deities of the Bhagats. Have you reached such a stage, or have you become cooperative souls for those who are the loving souls? To make a hopeless case become hopeful, or to make a disheartened soul into a star of hope, is a wonder. Have you become those who show such wonders, or are you those who simply become happy or seeing the wonders of the Father? Since you are following the Father, you have to become those who perform wonders. Do you understand? This is known as following the Father. You should move forward according to the time. Since you consider these to be the final moments, do you consider your stage to be final perfect state? If the time is of the final moment and the speed and stage of your effort is of a mediocre level, what would be the result be? Those who make effort of a middle level will attain a middle level of happiness in heaven. That is, they will attain it in the middle of the golden age. This is not your aim, is it? Since you have the aim of coming into the first birth, your qualifications should also be of the first class. Check your efforts as to whether they are according to the time and your aim. Achha. To the souls who are as respectful to all as the Father is and who claim a right to the inheritance, to those who follow the Father in every thought and at every step, to the stars of fortune who have created an elevated fortune, to those who constantly remain engaged in Baba's remembrance and service, to the constantly victorious children, love and remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada. And we, the children of Bap Dada, give him the enormous love, remembrance and namaste. Om Shanti.